Hey, this is a guy named Dave who hosts the hair loss show on our station in Los Angeles, and he was going around telling people that I'm bald.
Oh, that's the guy.
Dave. Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Why would you do that? Why would you lie on your radio show?
Actually, I wanted to explain that to you, Hard. We had a girl on the show who said she saw you in an elevator.
Yep.
And that you were losing your hair in the back. Now, it's a show about hair loss prevention and treatment. We don't try to out celebrities. It's nothing like that. But we had a girl on the show, said you're losing your hair in the back, and since then, several people have called and asked about it. And I know you guys are really concerned, and I think it was Gary that spoke to Bob Moore.
Now, why would you assume...
What girl was this, and why would you just take her word?
I mean, first of all, if I was losing my hair in the back, who would care, number one? Number two, I don't like you talking about me unless you know something's true.
Well, like...
I mean, who the hell are you?
Who's this girl? Why
you do a hair loss show.
Yes, we do a hair loss show.
You probably pay for the time. You're probably not even a real personality. You probably...
Yeah, who ever heard of the format hair loss?
Yeah, I mean, you're a sponsor.
What's that?
I said you're a sponsor. You pay to be on the radio. And I called Bob Moore to say to him, hey, I don't need some guy who's essentially running an hour-long commercial.
Right.
It's not an infomercial. It's a regular show.
No, it's
summer
not.
Markets.
No. No.
Yes,
And don't you pay for the ad time?
We pay for the air time, yes.
So it's not
and
a regular show.
Markets he pays for the air.
In other words, I'm on the radio. I don't pay the station to put me on. You're a guy who pays to be put on the radio.
That's true.
So why don't you admit that?
That's true, but it's not an infomercial. It's a real radio show.
No, it's an infomercial. You're paying for the time.
It is not an infomercial, Howard. It is not an infomercial.
But why would you pay for the radio time if it's not an infomercial?
Actually, you'd have to talk to Mr. Coburn about that.
Who's Mr. Coburn? Who's Mr. Coburn?
Spencer Coburn. He's the host of The Bald Truth.
The Bald Shoes?
The Bald Truth.
You're the host? Are you the host or is he the host?
He's the host.
Then why am I talking to you? Who are you?
I work for the show.
What do you do on the show?
I'm an on-air personality.
I don't believe it because, first of all, your voice, sometimes it's hard to even understand what you say. How can you be a broadcaster, number one?
Well, I have the disadvantage of not being in a studio with a microphone.
All right, but you got a microphone right there on the phone. And secondly, you have an effeminate voice.
Well, hey, I'm in touch with my feminine side.
Oh, I can see that.
I don't mean to be adversarial. I'm just saying this has come up on the show. And I know we're asked not to talk about it, but people are calling.
What did they tell you? What did they tell you?
Well, they told us we shouldn't talk about it.
Talk about what?
Talk about your hair loss.
I don't have hair loss. I have more hair than you do. Why would you go ahead and keep saying I have hair loss if I don't?
Yeah, why are you talking about a hair loss? It doesn't exist on him.
That's what we've heard from some people.
Who are the people?
Name the people.
Like I said, this person who was on the show.
What's your name?
Her name is Amy.
Amy what?
I'm not sure. I mean...
You're not sure
of
the person...
I'm not going to say it on the air.
You're not sure of the person who accused me of...
I'm absolutely sure of that.
Wait a minute. This Amy came on your show and said Howard's losing his hair.
Well, she just happened to be in the studio. She was a friend of someone.
But was she on the show live or not?
She was on the show in the studio, yes.
Then you can't say her name now.
I guess I could say her name is Amy Gettler.
I never met Amy Gettler.
Well, she said she rode in an elevator.
Yeah, and Amy's a liar.
Okay.
Because I am not losing my hair. And if I was, I'd be the first to tell you. And my point in calling Bob Moore was to say, why don't you tell these guys in their infomercial if they want to use my name.
It's not an infomercial.
It's an infomercial.
Have you listened to the show?
No. Anybody who pays for... If you pay for an hour of advertising time, it's an infomercial. Whatever message you're getting out there, whatever products you're promoting... That's
you're not
how
promoting
you make
any products.
Then why would you pay for an hour on the radio?
Because they can't get on any other way.
No, there's a bottom line here. Why do you pay for an hour on the radio? Why don't you be honest? I'm being honest.
You'd have to talk to Mr. Coburn about that.
Oh, so some things you... So why do you call my show if you can only answer some things? How do you guess Mr. Coburn...
Coburn.
...makes his money?
He makes his money through the sponsors. He buys...
He goes out and sells advertising time. So it's an infomercial.
What does Mr. Coburn do when he's not doing the show?
What was that, Robin?
What does Mr. Coburn do when he's not doing that show?
He's written a best-selling book about hair loss. It's called Bald Truth.
So he gets on the air and he talks about people's hair loss, and he lies about who has hair and who doesn't.
It's not that at all.
So you're telling me Mr. Colburn is a liar? Is that what you're saying?
No,
that he lies on his show. I mean, the weekly. So what else is he? So what else is he lying about? And the Weekly World News has better sources than Mr. Colburn.
Colburn. Listen. It's a show about hair loss prevention and treatment.
Let me ask you, how many guys have you performed
oral on? Now, people are calling every week.
Let me ask you something. How many guys have you performed the act of fellatio on? Be honest.
Zero.
Let's be honest.
What does that have to do with your hair loss?
Because we think you have a fellatio problem.
Because I'm going to make accusations.
Let me ask you this.
Since you're telling me I have hair loss, I'll say I want to know how many guys you've performed fellatio on.
I haven't performed fellatio on any guys.
How many have performed it on you?
Well, that's a different story.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Why were you
so concerned, if you're not losing your hair?
What?
Why were you guys so concerned? You seem to be very concerned about it.
It's not about whether I'm losing my hair. It's about you idiots paying money on my radio station where I am the anchor man and I'm the ratings winner, talking about me in a way that's untruthful. I don't want you mentioning my name.
What are we supposed to do? People mentioned it. We didn't even mention it. We never would
have mentioned
it.
Bleep it off the air. You know what? You two are nothing to me. You two, you and Mr. Colburn, are nothing to me. You are dirt. Like when I take a walk on the ground, you know how I don't think about it? I don't think about you and Mr. Colburn. I don't think about guys who have to pay to be on the radio. It's not interesting to me.
Well,
I don't have to even put up with you. I can have you fired tomorrow. That's ultimate power. I'm like the Godfather. Everyone is my bitch. I get them to do whatever I want.
You're going to shut up.
You want to do a show, you talk about something you know about, which is like penis or something like that. Make that the topic.
I know about what I'm
talking
about.
You and Mr. Colburn should talk about penis.
Mr. Colburn.
Hand him the phone. He's there right now.
I think you need to speak to Mr. Colburn. I think this is Mr. Colburn.
Hey, listen, roll over and give the phone to Mr. Colburn.
There you go.
Why don't you call your show the Penis Hour?
Mr. Colburn and I.
Ah!
Mr. Colburn, you would have to speak to Mr. Colburn.
It's not an infomercial. It's a very good show because we buy the time.
Oh, you're so silly. Just because you buy the time.
But that's irrelevant.
What do you do when you're not doing that show?
Oh, so you're saying you're not losing your hair?
He sits and washes his head with douche das.
I just don't understand why you're so concerned about it.
Because I don't like people who lie, especially when they work for my company that I work for, and I'm the guy, the main breadwinner of this company.
But people are talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, if I were a betting man, I'd say that you were losing your hair.
Well, whatever.
Well,
you
let's
can,
bet.
You're not any
you
kind
think.
Of man.
Where's the bet?
How much money you got? Let's go for it.
50 grand.
Really?
Want to go 50 G's?
I'm willing to come in. We'll bring a top doctor.
Yeah.
We'll take a look at your head. If you're not losing your hair, you've got nothing to worry about.
And I'll provide the doctor.
Yeah, give us some money.
50 grand.
Come on.
Come on, let's put it up.
50 grand?
Yeah, 50 G's, douchebag.
Big shot.
I got more hair than you.
Hey, I'm not a big shot. I'm just the guy that works for the show.
Yeah, but you don't have the 50. You don't put your money where your mouth is. 50, 100 grand, let's go.
If you're not losing your hair, why wouldn't you let us come in and settle the record?
I will. I want 50 to 100 grand,
though. We'll be more than happy to talk about it on the show. If you're not losing your hair,
get out of here, you idiot.
Come here.
We checked it out.
And you can run your fingers through his hair.
You can run your fingers through my hair as soon as you give me some money. $50,000. That's what I want. You can pull on it, tug on it, do what you want.
Okay.
Go back to Mr. Colburn.
With the offer.
And see if you can't get some money together to come in. I'm telling you, I'm so confident that I'm not losing my hair since I own my own hair, that I'm willing to bet you 50 grand that I have all my own hair and that I'm not losing it.
And you could walk away with 50 grand too, so let's do it.
Well, I'll have to discuss it with him.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I just worked.
You don't have 50 grand? You guys are busy buying your advertising time.
Hey, Mr. Colburn makes his money from shit.
Mr. Colburn. Tell Mr. Colburn to give you the money.
Well.
Since he's your poppy.
I still don't understand why you're being so adversarial about it.
Who cares
what
you understand?
What, you're lying about me? You don't understand why I don't like it?
Didn't you I am not lying. It's coming up on the show. People are asking about, what are we supposed to do?
You're supposed to say, I don't know. I've never met Howard.
We do say that.
He brought it up on his show, and now people are calling about it.
Yeah, of course.
No, someone brought it up.
Please, you know what? And by the way, Your show is dumb. A hair loss show.
How can you say that?
Because you know, what are you going to teach people on a hair loss show? Tell me what you teach them. Do you sell them all those phony jive products?
You want to know what we teach them?
Yeah, tell me about how you teach them to buy all those phony jive products that aren't going to work anyway, you bald bastard.
That's exactly what we do not do.
Yeah, okay. What do you sell?
We don't sell anything.
You're such a friggin' liar.
Well, you said you had sponsors. Who are your sponsors?
Pharmacia is a sponsor.
Who?
Merck is a sponsor.
Who?
Pharmacia.
Yeah,
the
Pharmacia.
Makers of Rogaine.
Oh, makers of Rogaine.
Merck is a sponsor.
Yeah, Merck. Merck is the maker of what? Because Merck is a pharmaceutical company.
Merck is the maker of Propecia.
Oh, I see. I
but
see.
You asked
but
what we
do,
right?
But it's not an infomercial. But it's not an infomercial.
It is not. It is
so how is the guy giving out credible information if he's receiving his money from drug companies? You filthy, stinking fake.
That's totally incorrect.
So you're receiving your money from drug companies. That's like a guy doing a health food show and then receiving all his money from some pharmaceutical company.
Right. Of course, every answer to every question is, we'll take Propecia or Rogaine.
I mean, well, how could that be interesting to people? And you know it doesn't work. You know what? You want to know what the cure for baldness is?
That's an FDA-approved product.
Robin just said it. A hat. A baseball cap. A wig. Those are the cures. Nothing's going to happen with Propecia.
But you asked about the show and what we do, right? And how could it be beneficial to people?
It's not.
Okay, if you're not losing your hair, that's great. You never had to worry about it.
I notice you won't put up $50,000, though. What I think. Since you just said, I have a very good feeling you're losing your hair.
If I was a betting man.
No.
I think you might. If you're not, why couldn't come in and check it out?
I welcome you to do it. Put up 50 G's.
You put your money in.
Why would you not put up the $50,000? You're so sure. Let's come on. Let's have a little bet. It'll be fun.
Come on, punk.
I'm willing to put up $50,000. I'll put it in escrow. You put it in escrow.
Can I get back to you on that one?
Sure.
All right.
Anytime you want.
So we can come in. We'll bring a top doctor.
No, you're not bringing any of your fake doctors. We're bringing in a real doctor we'll pick out of the phone book.
Top doctor with a banana hat.
You know, that's the problem. You can't bring in a friend of yours.
Yeah, Dr. Bombay.
Yeah, Dr. Bombay. This is Dr. Cronin, or whatever his name is.
Cobran.
Dr. Cobran.
Cobran, yeah.
This is Dr. Cobran.
He's not a doctor.
Yeah. I'm a top doctor.
Mr. Cobran.
You know, I think you're being unnecessarily hard on us. You know, like I said,
who cares? I'm a man who deals in the truth.
We do, too.
Well, then deal in it.
What are we dishonest about? Someone came on the show.
Yeah, and said?
They said they saw you in an elevator. They said you were losing your hair.
And what did you say?
We didn't say that. No, it's been coming up every week on the show. And you guys have been calling and saying we can't talk about it. Well, what are we supposed to do?
I don't want you mentioning my name.
If someone asks about it,
I don't care.
Find something else to talk about. It's a very wonderful show.
Yeah.
If we send someone in, we'll check it out. We'll check out your hair. Then
good.
We'll
let's do it. $50,000. $50,000.
$50,000 for the privilege.
$50,000.
All right. I will talk to Mr. Cobran about that.
Mr. Cobran. Why can't you call the guy by his first name, you
Spencer.
Weirdo?
Okay.
Who? Spencer?
Spencer Cobran.
I'll talk to you can't even call the guy you work with Spencer. You call him Mr. Cobran? You weird flake. All right, get out of here.
So.
Goodbye.
I already
told him what he can do.
Yeah,
put up $50,000 and come in and examine
it.
Why can't we come in there and touch your head? I want you freak.
Yeah, I don't know where your hands have been.
I know where his hands have been.
You know, Mike.
I don't want my head smelling like some ass.
My cure for baldness is Tony Coburn.
Yeah.
Tony Cobran.
Tony Cobran. She paints my head.
What an oddball.
What are we supposed to do?
I heard you said we can't talk. Yeah, who cares about you? Just shut up. Shut the F up.
God, what a
all these guys, the only thing they can think of is talk about Howard Stern. Radio guys go, let's see, who's the top guy in radio? Okay, we'll talk about him.
What are we supposed to do? We got to talk about you.
They find something else to talk about. Leave me alone.
People are calling.
People are calling me. People are calling me and Mr. Cobran.
We're busy.
Yeah, we'll find something else.
Mr. Cobran.
Anyway, where were we?
On-air personality.
Mr. Cobran is the premier on-air personality in L.A.
He wrote a book called Ball Chat.
Well, anyway, I got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, so we'll be back right after these words.